I have to say, as a wife, you scored in that I'm a pig too. I literally do not see water on the sink or like the dish towel's not folded, babe. Like, I don't care.
Honestly,
I don't care.
The men I've lived with are cleaner than you.
Thank you.
Well, welcome. Welcome to your mom's house.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, Sattva Mattress Company. Is there a mattress I love more than my Sattva? There isn't. There isn't, because I've slept on all of them. I have the Lumen Leaf. I'm on the Solaire right now. I did the Luxury Firm. That's where I started with Sattva, because Tom and I wanted a mattress that was big, beautiful, and reasonably priced. And I found Sattva, S-A-A-T-V-A. And I loved the mattress so much, I begged them to sponsor your mom's house just so I could talk about this company. So I want you to go to sattva.com/the shit. And that will give you $200 off your next purchase of a Sattva mattress. Sattva.com/the shit gets you $200 off your next Sattva purchase. They have an in-home trial. If you don't like the mattress, they will take it back. Great in-home setup. They even will take away your old mattress for a nominal fee. Sattva.com/the shit.
Blitz glass, I got a moose. Blitz glass, I got a moose. And I'm like, Blitz glass, I got a moose. Blitz glass, I got a moose. Yes! Have you ever seen a moose go down that quick? Holy cow!
That was great.
What a boner that guy is.
Yeah.
Just Glassing by Joseph G.
Just Glass. I got a moose. Just Glass.
He's so excited.
Yeah, and then Hunter, is he down?
It's just like like Luke Bryan, the country singer. He's like, is he down?
It's down, Hunter.
Yeah.
So stoked to killing stuff. I didn't realize how exciting it is to kill stuff. Yeah.
That guy's like the biggest country star. That's how. I know. Isn't it crazy you could live in a country like this where there's 330 million people and you feel like you're dialed in on, you know, pop culture, like whatever. And then we see this guy going like, is he down?
Yeah.
And we're just like, look at this fucking hillbilly.
I know.
And then everyone's like, that's the most popular country artist.
I know.
Like, we have no idea.
No idea.
I have no idea who that guy is. And he is a wildly successful country artist.
But you know what it speaks to is the decentralization, if you will, of the media.
Yeah.
Because back in the day when there were just channels 247, maybe 1113, that's all people know. Now?
I know. There was like 6 radio stations.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can be super famous and nobody knows who you are.
Even when cable started, it wasn't that many options. But now, it's kind of cool because, you know, like we have a following and a level of fame, right? Like some people obviously know us, and I'm sure most people don't. And they'd be like, you do what?
I know. It's funny.
You do a YouTube show?
It's funny because, I'll be on an airplane and then somebody will be like, oh my God, mommy. And then everyone else is like, who the fuck is this dumb bitch?
Yeah. Do they say that?
They're like, stupid fucking dumb cunt bitch. And I'm like, that's weird.
Okay.
Can I tell you a new phrase that I learned?
Yeah.
What are you thinking?
What phrase?
So I saw the guys from Czarface. They came to visit in Boston.
What up? Shout out to SO7L.
Yeah. And did you like that? It's my raps.
That was really good.
And SO told me, he goes, yeah, it's called parasocial. It's a new type of relationship, a parasocial relationship.
Yeah, I know that. So like you're...
I'd not heard that term
parasocial
before.
Relationship is one that like a fan has with like a celebrity or an entertainer kind of through social media, but it's not an actual, but they get invested, right? So something happens to this person and they're like affected by it. Well, it's a parasocial relationship that you have. You don't actually know that person on any level other than your investment through like, social media.
So that's what I'm saying. When somebody recognizes me, it's a very intimate level.
Yeah.
So then other people are like, whoa, does this chick like really know this other lady?
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
And in a way they do.
Which takes us back to, is he down?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that guy, like we should know who that guy is.
Kind of. I mean, I think if you're top, but here's a big, a great example. When, obviously we live in the US, right? And you get just, you're in this bubble. You don't realize sometimes that this is not everything.
Yeah.
And they do like the top earning athletes list, and it'll be so many soccer players.
Oh, right.
Unless you are, and there are obviously a lot of soccer fans, but it's not like the rest of the world. And you're like, who the fuck is that? And it'll be like some dude that, you know, is not in the regular conversation here. And they'll be like, this guy.
Like
and
some you go Spanish to his, guy.
Yeah. Or some like fucking, you know, just like.
Somebody in the UK.
And that means United Kingdom.
There you go. But it'll have like 60 million Instagram fans, followers.
Oh my God, yeah.
You know, you're like 60 you're million?
Who is this?
And then we're just like completely disconnected from
that.
Yeah. Unless you are a passionate soccer fan, you know?
Yeah, the U.S. Americans aren't very into soccer.
It's grown. It's grown a lot.
Really?
In the last decade, it's become much more popular in the United States. Yeah. Mm. I mean, the broadcasts are now like prime broadcasts on NBC and they'll report on it. Like SportsCenter will do like full soccer coverage. They used to just do like World Cup, but they'll do like Premier League and La Liga stuff. And the, you know, it, but here's the thing. You leave this country, that is the first thing that is reported on always when it comes to sports. Always, always, always.
Oh, I remember when I started listening to BBC and Al Jazeera when the Ukraine thing started, right?
Yeah.
And it was literally like, Ukraine is being bombed by Putin. And next, Chelsea Soccer League has been sold. And you're really? It's that important? You know, Manchester United.
Yeah. When I did, when I did my semester in Madrid, oh my God.
I love that shit.
Oh my God. You could not find other sports news. You couldn't. You'd have to like go online and seek out like websites to, they didn't report on anything else.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Now, when they do soccer interviews, are they as boring as the American where they're just like, we tried, we got defeated, we did not win?
Sometimes they're, you know, the players are usually pretty, you know, like boring, you know, they're just, you know, we got to keep doing it. Sometimes you get like real personalities.
That's what I'm saying. Flashy ones.
Well, there's a couple. There's that. I think he's just retired. What is his name? Ian Isovich. The guy he played for I think he's a Swede by birth, and he went to, he played after post-retirement with the LA Galaxy.
I forgot that LA had a team.
Beckham?
Fucking.
Just testing you. You passed. No.
He's a fucking. Oh my God. We got to find him. I know there's a million people screaming his name right now.
Beckham.
But he's the cockiest. That dude's fun to watch, right? Like he.
Rafael Garcia?
Nope. Okay. How about maybe Swedish? Right? Famous Swedish.
Retired soccer player for LA Galaxy is what he Googles. But that could be like a million guys.
He is. Ibrahimovic.
Old Zlatan.
Zoltan.
Yep.
That dude in an interview is hilarious.
That's quite a name.
Because he's like, there is God and there is me. Like,
I love
shit like
it.
That. Like, he's fantastic. Like, that's fun to have a player that's that. Cocky.
Talk some shit.
Yeah, talking a lot of
shit. Talking about practice.
You know, sometimes they're cocky, but they like mask it in humility. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They'll be like, well, you know, the thing is someone of my level, like, but it's still like kind of modest, but he doesn't play that shit at all. So I really enjoy that. Some of the coaches are fun, you know, in soccer because they're like still smoke and shit like that.
I like that.
You know, they're in Europe. They're like, oh, fuck.
That's my favorite.
Or the South American ones where they're like, what are you talking about? Rules. But anyway.
I like that.
Oh, we got away from it, but okay.
I like that.
This is, hold on, I got to find this because.
I caught a moose. Let's glass. Oh, let's man. Glass.
This might be.
It's just glassing.
The coolest clip ever.
Oh.
And it's not even a dude.
Hey girls, so I want to give you girls a little bit more tips on how I manipulate men. And I told you girls, when you first meet a guy, listen to everything they're saying because you can use their strength and their weaknesses against them. So for example, if they're a businessman and they're constantly bragging about how good they are, their businesses are going, you can say, babe, I know that you're struggling a little bit and I'm not too sure if you can help me out, but A, B, and C, D, this is what I need. They are going to be triggered. They're going to be like, wait, what do you mean, babe? I can help you out. I'm not struggling financially. Like, what are you talking about? You are triggering emotion out of them to get something you want.
Isn't that awesome?
That's awesome.
Don't bring anyone mother.
She's rad.
It's dark.
Very dark.
Welcome to your mom's house with Tom Segura.
Damn.
And Christina Pajitsi.
Welcome to your mom's house.
Oh.
Meow. 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 Meow.
Some very exciting stuff before we get into this amazing woman that we have discovered. First of all, I want to say my apologies to Frankie Quiñones, who was here recently, whose last name I mispronounced multiple times. No one called me out, including Frankie. He was very, you know,
sweet
and polite and could have said something, and I wish he would have, but he didn't. And the reason that I mispronounced his name is because it was written incorrectly on the profile that I had for our guests. We get little profile breakdowns, and it was written that way. Do you know who prepared that profile for me?
I'd like to take this time to apologize for how I misspelled his name on the one sheet that I gave you. It's not my first language. It's not my second language. There's no excuse for it. I'd like to apologize.
Apology accepted.
Whoa, thank you.
I mean, how could he write that, though?
I guess it's because Quiñones is, like, more common.
You know, but he doesn't know that.
We don't have those squiggles in any language.
Squiggles. Okay.
The accent.
Yeah.
Right? You guys.
Oh, my God, the accent.
I was kind of over that. Like, I mean, it's embarrassing, obviously.
Yeah.
It's out there, and everybody's like, why is he saying his name wrong? You're a fucking idiot. Like, no. And then I come in today, and I'm like, hey, can I get some water?
You did not Ozarka him.
He gave me an Ozarka. Do we drink Ozarka?
Never. I mean, never. Never. Look what I have.
Is that your personal stash?
How do you
stash?
Say this when I say it wrong? Evian? Avion?
Avion.
Avion. Yeah, this is my personal stash. I brought this from the airport because I won't fucking drink that.
Why are we drinking Ozarka?
It's toilet water. It's toilet water.
I was unfamiliar with where the Fiji stash is, and that was cold.
Yeah, no, I thought I appreciate that.
And it's got minerals.
No, it doesn't.
It does.
That's stripped.
It's not purified.
No, it's natural spring water.
Okay, that's at least okay.
Minerals is nice.
And it's local, but I mean, this is Tom Segura. You're dealing
you know
with.
That I have my preference.
Wow.
Luckily, Zolo came through, which brings me to.
Good job, Zolo.
Thank you, Zolo. Good job.
Baby Zolo, the youngest member of our staff, by the way. He just graduated college and he knew where the Fiji water was.
Which gets me to this. You guys went and saw Top Gun 2.
Oh my God, I'm so jealous.
We did.
And you enjoyed it, right? As a staff?
We genuinely loved it.
Yeah, good movie.
Yeah. It was sad. It was action-packed. It was funny. It was
pro-America, hard dicks.
Yeah.
Beating the Russians.
Yeah.
America's good.
God, yeah. You bring up dicks so much.
Yes, because I like dicks. I'm a woman who likes dicks. I like masculine energy. You know why I like you? Because you got a nice hard one, a nice big hard dick. That's why I like you, babe. You're not a fucking limp softy. I like men. And I miss masculinity.
I haven't seen the film yet, but I'm just saying this is the fifth time you've talked about the film. You say it's got these hard dicks in it. I don't think that they're in the movie.
I mean metaphorically.
Oh, okay.
I like that they're kicking ass and taking names and playing volleyball.
With their dicks hard. Yeah.
And they're in the locker room and they're talking shit. Iceman, Maverick, you know, Goose. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
Slapping each other.
Yeah. Ah.
Sweaty. They're always sweaty talking to each
other. I think there's another
other.
Film I could show you might like. I think you might like it a lot. That's right what you're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
But that being said, you guys are your fans of the film, and then you came up with like call names for each other?
Yeah, we all have call names now.
Because the fighter pilots do.
Right, like there's like in the original, there's Maverick, there's Iceman,
Goose.
Yeah.
The new one, you know, there's Rooster, there's Hangman,
Jester,
Rooster, Hangman,
That's cool. What about Puppet?
I have call names for you guys.
Oh
yeah.
Oh,
what is it, Tommy? Tell me.
Well, I mean, I guess they're gonna change, but
is it appropriate to say on mic?
I think so.
Is this gonna?
Yeah, I think it's fine.
Are we gonna need to edit this part out?
I think we will, but let's go for it.
Okay. So for you, I call you Capital J.
Oh, that's a good
one. Wow, that's actually a slightly better version than the one that I came up for me.
What is yours?
Hold on. Okay, I call Zolo Baby J.
Yeah.
All right.
I call any little bucket.
Little bucket, I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I don't hate it.
Yeah.
I'll accept this.
Kind of tight. Yeah.
Wait, what are your names for what do you call each other? What are your new call signs?
So the one that I came up with for me was Hard K.
Jesus.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Do you know that there are people listening who don't even know that slur? Like Gen Zers have never heard.
Yeah.
Because Chase, you know, my little baby opening act, she does not know that word. I guarantee she doesn't.
She was raised in a loving household.
Yeah. Dang.
And what? Okay.
So that one's mine. Chad?
Danger Bone.
Oh, I like Danger Bone.
That's a really good one.
Yeah. We got Danger Bone.
Mm-hmm.
With Zolo?
Cat Drag.
Cat Drag?
Catch Rag.
Ew.
He just graduated.
Catch Rag?
Yeah.
Like catching cum in the rag?
Yeah.
That's like, cool.
Very nuts.
Cool.
And then Annie kind of went through a couple different waves of it, but I think he settled on something.
Yeah, I settled on Blackhawk.
That's tight.
Yeah, a.k.a. Yeah. BBC.
Yeah, it's good.
Blackhawk.
That's tight.
Yeah.
I think
I might change mine to what you called me. I think that might be a little bit softer. I like
Big
that.
Big J?
Capital J.
Capital J.
Yeah, yeah, I think that's better.
See, but in the original Top Gun, they were all one words. Like Hollywood.
Yeah, yeah.
Jester.
True. Yeah, true.
Maverick.
Yeah.
I'd be like Blondie.
Right.
Or like Big Tits. Call sign. Huge Tits.
Yeah. I think Blondie would probably stick more. Hey, Blondie.
But it would be funny.
They wouldn't be like, hey, Big Tits, you ready?
Like in the cult in the tower, they're like, Big Tits, you're cleared for landing.
Yeah.
Can I, permission to fly by the tower, sir? That's what they do. And did he do that again? Did he do a flyby in the tower and rattle that guy's cage with a coffee?
And I mean, spoiler alert, he didn't ask for permission.
Never does. Maverick never does. That's why he's the Maverick.
Motherfucker is like 60.
Yo.
And he crushes it in this movie.
I mean, he always does. The guy knows how to make a great entertaining movie.
And going into it, I thought, I'm like, oh, Tom Cruise, he's going to make like a fun little cameo. Main character.
Wow.
And crushes it.
Yeah.
Is he an instructor at Top Gun? Because that's what he said he wanted to do at the end of the first film.
I mean, I really don't.
Okay, don't tell me. Okay, I'm sorry.
You do this every time.
I know. I'm just so excited.
Can I
tell you why I like Kelly McGillis? That was the blonde, right? In the first?
Okay, sure.
May I tell you why I love her?
Yeah.
So they asked her in an interview if she was offended that she wasn't cast in the second film. And she's like, no, that would be horribly inappropriate. I'm old and fat now. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
To have that self-awareness?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. She's like, that would be so weird. I'm
and they're
super
like, what about Tom
and
Cruise? And she's like, that's Tom Cruise.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, have you seen him?
It is crazy that that man is 60. I mean, it's maybe like 59. Like, isn't that great? It's wild.
Can we Google him? May we look at him?
Sure. Why not?
I mean,
59 years old.
What is he doing? It's.
He actually truly does look better now than like when he was like, he's like 22 in that other picture, right?
It's amazing. Yeah he looks better as,
actually,
as a man.
29, if that is 30 years exactly. He looks better now. He really does. I wonder what level shit he gets done that like is not even accessible to the general public.
He's doing all kinds
you know
of
what
crazy
mean?
Shit.
Like when he calls his doctor and he's like, hey, I just want to, you know, the face. And they're like, we got you.
Yeah.
We just killed these kids.
Yes.
In the Middle East.
Yeah.
And we're going to give you their blood. And they're like, all right, I'll see you in the PM, my man. Yeah. You know? Yeah.
It's all aborted fetuses. It's all like stem cells.
Yep.
Like he, yeah. Yeah.
Yep. Pretty
and
rad.
And Dom, I brought these back for you.
Oh.
No.
Man,
my eyes look bad today. I'm still sick. They're all puffy.
Yeah, now they look worse.
No. Linda Richmond
looks like
you know, like your Jewish mom.
Ugh.
Capital J.
Oh my
Do
God.
You need something to eat, sweetie?
You know
yeah,
what
your call name's Mama J.
Mama J. I made you some matzo ball soup.
Ugh,
I know,
fucking stop.
I did. I made some for us last week.
You know, I want to get back to this lady because she is honestly the coolest. So just as a quick refresher, what are you doing there? Could you make more noise? What are you doing, man?
Got to take this out and clean my glasses.
You know this is an audio medium, right? God.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Babe, you know I'm retarded.
I know.
I'm not farther... Nadav, I love how I'm like busting Nadav's balls on the one thing I know, which is the countries in the UK. Honestly, that's like the only thing I know because I lived in England for a year. It's the only reason I know it.
Okay.
Retarded.
No. Here we go. So just to remind you guys, this lady starts off, she's a hustler, right? And she's like, oh, when you meet a guy,
God.
Listen to him. And use what he says against him. So she's like, you know, if the guy's like, I'm very doing great with business, be like, oh, I know that, you know, you're not, you know, maybe you can't, you know, swing it, but like, I need help with this stuff. And it'll trigger him, like in his insecurity, to be like, no, I can help you out. So it's a good way to trick him into giving you money. It's wild.
Do you see where I'm coming? And you girls are like so scared. Y'all just have to be bold for this and make it sound very innocent. You do not want to offend him. We can do this with their baby voices. If he's a doctor, you can use his strengths against him. Like he's super smart. You can say, babe, I know you're just a doctor, but do you know anything about this? He's gonna be like, yeah, just cause I'm a doctor doesn't mean I don't know. He will give you full on details on everything. He'll probably even do research to tell you about this topic. Like use these guys' strengths to advantage to get what you want out of them.
Fucking.
The coolest.
I mean, she basically was like, you know, you need research done.
Jesus Christ.
Hit up a doctor. Be like, do you know anything about it? And see if he will. God damn.
For example, if he's to say he's to have a really abusive dad, you can call him later on in the relationship. This is all fake. You can make up a fake ass story and be like, baby, I just got off the phone with my dad and he was yelling at me and he told me like he's not paying my car insurance anymore and I just don't know what to do. I don't know who to talk to. Do you have any advice? Now that he has that kind of connections with you and the dad relationship with his, he is going to step up and he's going to be like, well, babe, how much is it? How much is it? You know, like, are you okay? Yada, yada. It's all a big ass mind game.
Oh, shit.
Jesus.
She is.
She's the coolest.
fucking, I mean, this is like, we got to get a new portrait up here.
I know. We have to put a special spot for her because this is other level awful.
I mean,
this is kind of what Mystery was saying.
But worse.
Nagging.
Yeah.
But that's just to get pussy. She wants to ruin this guy's life.
It's just about getting him to pay for shit. But here's, can I tell you the big giveaway, actually, honestly, if you're a guy and you're like, oh, I'm hesitant about if a woman that you're dating, like starting to date, asks for anything.
Yeah.
Like ever plants the seed of like,
give me stuff.
I need something right now. There, that is the sign. It doesn't have to even be manipulative and like, you know, like she's doing where like, it's like fucking with your head. It's like nobody who goes out on a date or two should be hearing like, God, I really need new tires.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like that's,
I know.
That right there is your sign.
It's so weird.
And it's, you only fall for it if you're just desperate for it at that point.
That's a good point.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's completely inappropriate.
I could use some new tires.
You know, like if when that shit is dry, like a couple dates in, if someone's asking for stuff, it couldn't be more clear.
It's like, babe, my phone bill's due. Yeah. I can't pay it. But that's so evil that she's like, find out if he's got daddy issues.
Yeah.
And then you manipulate based on what his things are. That's really dark.
I mean, if you really want to, you know, like have fun with somebody like that, like if they're like, God, you know, my car insurance, you should be like, oh yeah, you know, there's this website. Well, they'll compare all the auto rates for you and they even switch over for you.
Like go to that bitch.
Yeah, you should tell them. And also, by the way, renter's insurance is really important. If you don't have renter's insurance, just give them all that. Just see them be like,
but
I know.
She's getting high level guys, it sounds like.
Well, yeah,
like,
I mean, she's, you know.
That sucks.
She's a pretty girl. Her titty's out. At least one of them is. I don't know if the hair is covering the other one or if it's missing, but she has a nice left breast and a pretty face. And these are pariahs. Like there's psychos in the world. They really are. This is a person who is just out. And actually, I think this kind of person cannot be fixed.
Oh no, she's a sociopath.
Yeah, you cannot get this girl to change this behavior. You can like isolate, you can put her in an environment where she could do less damage, you know, but this person will always be out to get and will never feel guilt about that.
But what kind
now,
of guy?
Now, the other thing you could do is if someone like that, and you could just fucking throw him off that balcony. She's pretty high up right there.
I hate her. But what kind of guy falls for this? Remember, because we had a guy friend who was falling for that kind of stuff. Do you remember?
Yeah, of course I remember. You don't have to go into any more detail.
Yeah.
It's like, this is like you being like, spoiler alert. Yeah, of course I remember. Yeah, it's clear, of course. Like, it's, she is the same as a wild animal, a cat.
A toddler or something, yeah.
No, I mean, like a lion or a cheetah. Everybody assumes that those animals attack other strong animals. They don't.
That's
they
true.
They look for the weak ones.
That's true.
They look for the old and the ones that are falling apart. Somebody
that's
like
so
this
true.
Seeks out a guy who has a job. You know, there's guys that have like good jobs, but they're insecure, you know, like she can just tell by their appearance or in a quick conversation. Guy who's really savvy and on it, she's going to walk away from him in a second. She wants the guy who's like sweet.
Yep.
You know, sweet guy. And she'll just be like, yeah, you know, I'm just like, give him a little attention.
Oh, attention. Yeah.
Show up with that kind of outfit. And the guy's going to be like, yeah, because he just wants the affection, the attention.
I know. To me, it always seemed like, this is so much more work than just getting a job and paying your own bills.
I know, but you know what it is, though?
Ugh.
It's about the win.
That's what's creepy.
That's what drives
her. That's what's scary.
What really fuels her is that she got the guy to do it. She planted her seed. She does her game because the thrill is in the game for her.
Ooh, that's dirty.
You know, finding the guy, talking to the guy, planting that seed, da-da-da-da-da, and then all of a sudden your insurance is paid and she's just like,
that's what she likes.
Yeah, it's the thrill of the win.
This bitch is a real psycho.
She's a real psycho, yeah. She really is. Dang. There's more.
Use their strengths against them, their weaknesses against them. And even when I was telling you girls, like in the beginning, just listen to everything they're saying so you have an idea on who you're really talking to, how the way you can talk to them. because it's just like very like reverse psychology. Think about it. You tell somebody they're not going to do something, they're going to do something to prove to you that they can, especially if they can do it. You know what I mean?
She's really cool.
Yeah.
Remember, sweet. I told you girls, oh, boost the fuck out of their ego. The reason why I tell you girls to do that is because I want you girls to break their ego before you ask for something. So let's say before you ask for a phone or something to get paid, you can be like, babe, back then, did they have phones? So you can remind him that you're the prize and he's older than you. He's going to be like, oh, did, you know, yeah, this is that. And then you can ask him for something because now he's reminded, oh, she's the pretty girl here. I'm the one, that, you know, she's the prize. Got to put these guys in check sometimes.
She don't pack nobody's lunch.
Yeah, no.
Never. Not one lunch. She no packing.
I mean,
she crazy. She thinks Annie, that she think? All you that. Like her? Dude, she ain't that cute.
I'm sorry. Wait,
I said, you, I said, you like her?
Do I like her?
Yeah.
Fuck this chick.
Fuck this chick.
Fuck this chick. Mm-hmm. I would do some damage to this chick if we fucking if we hooked up. It would just be a battle of that shit. But the reality is she's playing games that don't exist. It's like she's saying, use their strengths against them, use their weaknesses against them. Yeah. What do you got to put these guys in check? What is she even saying? It's like, yeah.
Well, she's playing she likes to play mind games. Yeah. And she's kind of trying to break down that she is a real manipulator. So she might not be like communicating it the best way, but I understand what she's implying. You know, she would get to know you. She wouldn't be like this. She'd be sweet and like sexy and fun. She'd be laughing, smiling. She'd be she'd be trying to seduce you. And as she's seducing you and being like, "What do you do?" She's collecting information. You know, and then she'd be like, "Oh, you got I like your car, and I like this. I like your clothes. Damn, you always have like cool clothes on." I wish I could get some cool clothes. You know, like she would.
No, she would be like, you dress like shit.
No.
Right?
No.
Well, I thought she has to put you down first.
No. I think she would definitely.
Oh, at first she builds you up.
Yeah. She would, she would do that. It would be full seduction, you know?
You know what though?
And then she would flip things on you when she needs the thing.
When she needs the thing.
She would also listen, like if she would try to get you to speak. So try to get you to share information and she's retaining all the information. So that she can pick the thing to push at, you know?
It's a cool girl.
She's very cool.
You want to bring her home to mom.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm thinking is if her motivation is money, like why not just wife up some sweet nerd who's like, you know what I mean? Like then date the nerd.
He'd have to be a whale for her to want to do that.
A whale?
A big baller.
Like, oh, okay.
You know what I mean? There's not that many people out there that like... First of all, like you have to have access to somebody
to
like
nerds,
that.
Nerds, yeah.
Yeah. And then the nerd has, if he's that successful, he has tons of options.
Got you. Know? Oh, so she's going for like the outliers, like the older guys.
She's just going, she's like a, you know, she's like your typical gold digger, basically.
Yikes.
But she's like, instead of like keeping it to herself, she's making posts about it. But yeah, she's,
so
I mean, she's savvy. This is an intelligent person for sure. Mm-hmm. You know, she knows, she is like, clearly going after older men who have money to pay for things. That's like in complete MO. But yeah, to answer your question, if it was a guy who was like, you know, fucking multi-millionaire, she probably would want to like latch on to him, but she probably doesn't meet those men, you know?
Well, yeah, like just make some nerd's life better, you know, like put your titties in one guy's face and like make his life fun.
I think that's not the thrill though.
She's not a sweet lady. Yeah. She doesn't have good motivations. Yeah. Like, I want to love.
It's also, that's not exciting. Because somebody like this, they want the excitement.
Yeah, of fucking people over.
Of like, yeah.
Which is, that's cool, right?
Yeah.
Unless, who doesn't love to fuck people over?
Unless
awesome.
She lands that whale, you know, which is probably.
Shit, her titties ain't even all that. You know what I'm saying? They're a little hangy and shit. Like, she got them dog titties already. She looked like she'd been breastfeeding already. My titties look like that.
Okay.
What, I can say it, I'm a girl.
I just want to say this right away. I think you're a bad person, but I like your tits.
They're a little flat for her age. I think she's already breastfed.
So, anyway, cool chick, big fan. You traveled recently this weekend.
I did.
You had big shows. Mm-hmm. And one thing you pointed out is that your pants were a big hit with a certain demographic.
That's right, Tom.
Yeah.
So I wear these. You can go try Google Burberry. They're like Burberry check pants.
Check pants?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I've been wearing these on the road. I like to, yeah, there they are. The one on the far left, kind of those, yeah. So they're just like, you know, that those, yeah, basically. And so I wear them on planes. I like to look a little nice. And
yeah,
man, I got like, on this trip alone, 5 black people complimented me on my pants. Like I was walking through the airport and like a black dude stopped me. I was like, excuse me. I love these pants. These pants are fire. Where'd you get them? And then I had to like have a discussion about the pants.
Yeah.
I mean, my black approval rating is so fucking high right now because of these pants.
Really, no better compliment in the world, you know?
When a black person compliments your fashion,
it's really,
it's the best.
It's really up there.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know you're doing something right that day.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a major boost to your ego.
Yeah.
Yeah. Feels good.
It does feel good. Yeah, so I've just noticed it. It's happened before in other cities, but predominantly on this trip.
Yeah.
So that was kind of cool. And then when I wear those off-white shoes that you gave me, those, yeah, get a lot of black approval as well. So I take those out on special occasions.
Come
you know?
On, look who you're fucking talking to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Please.
So on my travels this week, I got to go to Atlantic City.
I mean, come on.
Oh, you know, there they are.
Please, get out of here.
Yeah. Fire.
Get the fuck out of here.
Do black people stop you in the airport? Well, you don't fly commercially anymore.
Yeah, what's an airport?
I know.
You mean, do the guys loading my bags onto the plane say something?
Jesus.
actually, they do. No, I do. I fly commercial sometimes.
Really?
Yeah. Last year I did a couple times.
But yeah, I did. So anyway, I heard a few good things on my travels this time around. The flight attendant on this flight, she was giving the pitch about the credit card. And then she was like,
no, Jesus, the credit card.
The
pitch.
Fucking credit card, dude. Nobody wants your
now
credit
card. The whole plane shuts down during the credit card pitch. Remember, it used to be a thing when they started with that. Some people would be like, I'll do it.
Yeah.
They'll do that fucking like, and with the Visa reward card from American Express, or American Airlines, this is good for 60,000 miles. That's 2 round trip tickets. And then they like, anybody? And everyone's like,
nobody wants it.
We don't want your credit.
Well, especially because they do it while you're landing.
It's
so like the flight's already been 4 hours. I don't want to get the pitch for the credit card right now. Like it's the last thing on my mind. I just want to get my bag, take a shit, go home, see my kids. Like, you know, fuck your credit card, lady. So she goes, and if you're not familiar with the program, and I was like, oh, familiar, dude. I forgot that one. So I texted you and Ryan Sickler immediately. Yeah. I was like, I heard familiar.
Familiar.
That's a good one. Photographer, familiar.
Yeah, photographer's great.
Photographer I hear a lot, yeah. But familiar was pretty radical.
Yeah, my photographer, he takes photographs.
Photographs. Stupid bitch. If you're not familiar, I'm like, ugh.
Familiar.
Yeah. So another cool thing I got to do on this journey is like I went to Atlantic City, at the Borgata, right?
Yeah.
And dude, it's like you step back in time because people can smoke cigarettes indoors still.
Yeah.
And I got to go eat at a buffet for the first time in 3 years. I got to be like elbow to elbow with nasty people and like get diarrhea the old fashioned way.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I didn't realize how exciting the buffet is. It's so overstimulating.
Yeah.
Dude, Google the Borgata buffet. It's like legendary. It's like $80. There it is, dude. And I was, first of all, you stand in line like it's a fucking ride at Disneyland. It took us a half hour just to get in, Chase and I.
You know, in Vegas, the equivalent, basically, one people everybody talks about is the Wynn buffet.
Yeah, that one's good.
Same thing. And here's the deal, man. Here's the
here's
fucking
the deal, man.
You gotta have a high price point. I think it's what makes it high quality.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, it doesn't like keep people out. Like, there's a line there too.
Mm-hmm.
But it raises the bar on everything, and it's top quality stuff. I haven't been in a while, but I did go to that. That was when I used to work, remember, Vegas Weeks, where I would be like, I'm in Vegas for 7 nights.
That's so
horrible. Our thing is that we, like, the group you would roll with be like, We're going to go to the Wynn Buffet one day just to like make this week worth it, because we all want to die and kill ourselves while we're here.
I remember.
Because we're spending 7 days and nights in Las Vegas.
And little do you don't know this, but when you work a casino, you don't get to eat the same food that the casino goers do. You eat with the staff if you're really broke, like what we were.
Yeah.
And that is underground. You have to go underground, and then it's like a horrible employee buffet.
Yeah, it's terrible.
It's like cafeteria food. It's so awful.
It's so funny how depressing those weeks are, because you're in the place that excites everyone to go to. Like they're like, oh my God, like, you know, this is what I'm doing this year. I'm going to Vegas with my friends. And it's the thing they look forward to the most. And you're
so
like,
depressing.
I'm working Vegas for a week. And they're like, for a week? That's so cool. And you're like, it's not cool.
Because you don't see daylight. You're inside.
Your shows, generally, you have one show a night for about five of the nights. And the show is usually like at 10. So you have all fucking day to sit in a Vegas casino. And it's probably like one of the mid, it's not like a super nice, it's like a mid tier one where you're like, you know, you don't mind it, but it's not like, it's not great.
Yeah.
And it's a place that just wants you to gamble or buy things. And you're like, I can't do this. So you guys have to find something to occupy your head while you're, and you get to like day three and day four and day five. And you're like, Jesus Christ.
It's so awful.
Yeah.
Was it Harrah's you worked right after we got married?
I worked every one of them. I worked all of them.
Old Orleans. Remember that piece of shit?
I did the Orleans. I did the Riv. I did the Sands. I did the Trop. I did Harrah's.
Yep.
Yeah, I did many of them.
What's the old part of Vegas too? The old strip?
Downtown Vegas. Yeah. I did a few. Golden Nugget.
I did those gnarly ones too.
Yeah, I did.
Talk about oxygen tanks and fucking scooters.
And the way
rascals.
They get you, by the way, because like most times when you're working as like an upcoming comedian, most of your weeks are like Thursday through Saturday or Thursday through Sunday, right? So it's like three nights, four nights. They have you work Monday through Sunday on the Vegas weeks. And the way they get you is they pay you just like marginally more. Mm-hmm. So you think, you're like, oh, that's more money than I normally make. But by like the third day, you're like, I shouldn't have done this.
I want to die.
Yeah.
It's so boring.
I would just always take it because it was work.
Of course.
Like I'm going to work.
We took all the gigs we could. I remember
every gig.
I took gigs.
Every gig.
In Afghanistan just to have a gig that week.
I actually did take a cruise ship. Like there's always this thing about cruise ships with comedians. I accepted the offer. And something happened. Like, I forget what happened, but something, like, threw it off. You know?
I do remember. This is like when we lived in downtown. Yeah, why didn't you do that gig?
I don't remember. It wasn't because I was like, I'm not going to do it. I think maybe they canceled the cruise or something. You know, something happened. But I remember he was like, I was taking it, and it was like, you have to do the meet and greet, like the welcome aboard. It's like, just talk about the ship and make those. That'll be like 15, 20 minutes.
Fuck.
And then you'll do, I think they wanted me to do three shows or four shows. And there was like, not heavy demand. It was like 30-30. And then like,
that's not
maybe
bad.
That, but like two of the shows you had to do no cursing. And then two of the shows you could. No, at the time I saw it as a challenge and I knew I could do it. I was like, I can do these 30, like this material and just keep it clean. And then he's like, and then you can do the dirty shows after. And I was like, yeah, I'll do it. And it was a decent offer. Like it was more than I normally would make in a club, but I forget why it came up. But yeah, I mean, I would have done that gig.
Cruise ships are rough because you're held hostage with the same people. So, you know, you're going to eat your breakfast and it's like, hey, funny guy, and you're like, oh god, I'm gonna die, or hey, whatever. And you're just like, I'm not funny all the time, I'm sad right now. Cruise ship. I like to be left alone. But okay, so I forgot like the sheer giddiness of a buffet, dude. Like I was so, I had adrenaline pumping through me, like because I haven't seen that much different cuisines of the world in one area. Like it was, I went to Italy, I went to China, I went to the Caribbean, I went to Japan, all in one thing. It was so gross. Like at one point, I would take a bite of orange chicken and then like cut into a ravioli with like cheese and meat. And
you're excited.
It was fucking amazing.
Imagine the thrill of being like a 400 pound person and going somewhere like that. And you're like, this is why we play the game. Like, this is.
I know.
This is what it's all about. you know?
And I like see
the,
that.
The capacity they have, and they're just like, this is everything.
This is everything. Yeah. Well, I mean, that's why I'm so like, look, my inclination is to be 400 pounds. I would love to be 400 pounds and yeah. just give up, but I'm fighting the fight. I'm fighting the fucking middle-aged fight, and it's so hard to not go to the buffet and eat three plates. I ate three plates worth of shit. I was so stoked.
What age do you think you'll sign the fuck it like form? Where you're just
if
like,
I make it to 80.
Oh, 80?
What?
That's old. I thought you were going to do it before then. So you'll work until then?
Oh, like, I'm sorry. Work? Like fight no, the
I
fight?
Mean, I meant, no. Put in the effort to like try to maintain. You think at 80? 80 is when you just fucking throw in the towel?
I'm eating McDonald's every day. Smoking. I'm gonna pick up smoking cigarettes again at 80. I'm gonna start taking oxys. I really like oxys. I'm gonna start that up again, and then, right? Because like, who fucking cares if I OD?
Yeah.
I don't give a shit. My kids are fine.
I'm gonna do something like real crazy when I'm 80. I think what? If I make it. Like, you know, by that time the boys will be like, "What's up with what's up with this Will?" You know.
Oh,
I'm just
going to
get like a crazy boat. And they'll be like, what the fuck is this? And I'll be like, it's my money. Fuck you. You know? And they'll be like,
screw
how
him
much
out.
Was this? I'm like, pretty much the whole fucking thing. There's not much left. What kind of grades did you get?
Yeah.
I hope you have a good job. And they'll be like, well, I thought you were leaving it to me.
No.
No. Like,
this is our money.
This boat is fucking rad. I'm going to go out to sea and die now. Bye.
Yeah, I probably will die with a drug overdose. I feel like that would be the way to go. That's especially, tight. You're going to die before me because men do. No, I mean,
yeah.
Statistically speaking, the guy goes first.
No, that's true. Statistically, it's true.
So once you die, yeah. I think that's when I'll start to be like, fuck it. I'm weighing 500. I'm going to the Borgata buffet every weekend. I'm just chartering out.
That is fucking one of the coolest things is like eating... Like eating through like a real, you know, like a death, like grievance eating
yeah.
is like.
It's real.
Not only is it real, I'm saying it's a fucking rad way to go, you know? Like if people are like, what are you eating? You're like, my husband died. And then you're just like, just eating like crazy 5,000 calorie meals and shit.
See, we always come up with great business ideas on
yeah.
this show.
Yeah.
Grief cruise. You get on, they hand you an oxy. Yeah. Or heroin. It's like a tray of whatever you want. You start yeah. your drug use on the thing. But it's only a week. So you have like a week to really go
It'd
crazy.
It'd be crazy if you can make someone's heart stop in a week just with food though. Like not the drugs, but like they board and you like open your mouth and you just shovel like foie gras and they're like, oh God. Like they feel their system slowing down. They're like, woof. And you're like, there's going to be a lot more of that. And it's just yeah. like every meal, it's like cheese and bacon and pork and, you know what I mean? It's, Wagyu A5, yeah. Wagyu beef. And then you're just like, oh God.
It's the artery clogger buffet. Yeah.
And we do scans every day. Like, oh, you're like 60% clogged. And like, you know.
Oh, it's your suicide. It's your last cruise.
It's your last cruise. Yeah.
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 But I do like the idea of like a fuck it cruise. Like literally it's any vice you want. So there's obviously gambling, eating.
Yeah.
But then we add prostitutes.
By the way.
Hookers.
Honestly, nothing better. And the fact that we like, you know, stigmatize this in our society. It's so silly.
Stupid.
Like people want to fucking bust a nut.
Yeah.
And let them do it with like, let them pay for it. What is the fucking problem?
I agree.
What is the problem? Really?
I don't know what the problem is. Especially if you're consenting.
Regulate it. Test it.
Yeah.
Keep it safe. Let people fuck.
Let people fuck.
Especially on a cruise.
Yeah. On a cruise. And then, because you're on an open sea. So the rules don't apply. That's why they can gamble. So why can't they do prostitution cruise?
I don't know. I'd love to get milked on a cruise.
Of course. Yeah. Everybody wants that.
You know?
And then they hand you an AK-47.
Oh, my God.
And you just shoot it off the fucking.
As you're getting a BJ, you're like. Right?
It's the best cruise of your life. And they hand you fireworks. And then you're like, these are illegal in most countries, not here. And then you just threw fucking fireworks.
You pat like this and they hit the button and it slingshots you out in the ocean. Right? You're like,
no, this is just grief cruise. This is like a week of just like debauchery. But then at the end of the cruise, you have to go back to life. You have to clean it up.
Well, there's got to be something on the way in that kind of calms you. right? Like you have to have debauchery for like 6 days. And on the seventh day, there's like a prayer circle or something to be like, right. All right, you know.
Yeah, like a meditation.
Yeah, you need to like regulate.
Yeah, that's a good point.
What your system's going through, you know?
Okay, so like a detox.
Yeah, like detox day.
Yeah.
Day seven, it's like steam, sauna, you know.
The hookers still, because
the hookers are
you
there,
should still come.
But like, they're like, do you want, but maybe like day seven, you're like, I'm done coming. I don't have any cum. Yeah.
There's not a lot of cum.
Yeah.
There's no cum in these bowls.
It happens. Sometimes you're like, I don't even want to cum.
How about on day seven, we cry?
Crying would be good.
Grief cruise. And then you finally, they break you down enough that you're ready to like actually feel your feelings.
And the hookers take off their makeup and you're like, oh no. And that's when you start crying more. This is the guy, he wrote ayahuasca.
Oh, that's a great idea. Yeah, day seven's your ayahuasca trip.
He wrote Iowa, Scott. Yeah,
you guys should see how he types these notes.
That's hilarious. Yeah, but that would be dope.
Yeah.
But I think it would be, you want that like type of experience to, you know, reflect.
Yeah.
And be like, okay.
There should just be a place you can go like when you're just at a fucked up point in your life.
Yeah.
Where you're just like, I don't know what, like everything's so crazy.
Yeah.
Let's just take this cruise and just do what the fuck we want.
Yeah.
And those are therapists. But there's also shrinks on board so you can talk and stuff.
Yeah.
Like therapy. If you want to deal with your feelings.
I think I'm going to stick to the buffet. The guns.
The no feelings cruise.
Yeah, no feelings. Yeah, I think you're talking about a place in Jamaica.
I think so.
Hedonism?
Hedonism.
Yeah.
Hedonism is so gross. So gross. Anyway, anyways.
Unless he's willing to. What in the fucking world is this? Holy shit.
What do you see in there, Gene?
Holding up traffic, towing a boat.
This guy's towing a boat in a rascal. He went to the buffet before.
He's trying to get over.
Oh, shit. This fool, this has got to be Florida.
Feels real Florida.
Well, it looks like he's actually in a motorized wheelchair. It's not just a rascal.
It is a wheelchair.
And he's pulling a boat.
Which is actually not to, you know, make this about this, but that is a great advertisement for that wheelchair. Because... it's a wheelchair with a towing capacity of a few thousand pounds.
Yeah.
It's impressive.
That is impressive.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah. I mean, do you think he sold it? And he was like, all right, I'll bring it to you.
Hold on. I'll bring it to you.
Yeah.
And he shows up. He's like, dude, you should have let me come to you. Really? You didn't need to do that.
I mean, any policeman sees this. It's a, it's a wrap for that dude. They're going to be like, detach yourself from the boat.
I mean, no. I'd be worried about him stopping suddenly. That boat, can't that hurt you, the momentum, if you break suddenly?
I'm sure that could hurt quite a bit, yeah. There's a lot of things that could hurt. Then again, he might not have a lot of feeling left.
He might need our cruise.
Yeah, yeah. Physically, I'm saying.
You know, oh, sure.
There might
sure.
be below the waist.
Hmm.
Loss of feeling.
I heard you. I got you.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you what I want to do right now. And I hope you feel the same way. I want to laugh.
Oh, Charles. What's up? It's... Oh.
Look at my serious.
Good.
Fuck!
Mm-hmm. Fuck! He's gonna eat his hand, babe. I wouldn't.
Well,
that was bad.
If you're listening, a man was toying with a lion. On the other side of a fence. He was touching the lion through the fence.
Touching the lions. Yeah.
He really was.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the lion was clearly showing signs of aggression.
Yeah.
This is a grown, full-size lion, male lion. And then his finger got stuck in the lion's mouth. And it looks like he may have lost one of his digits. I think when he pulled free there, I think.
Well, can we start? Can we see it again? Because he senses the lion's anger and he's still like messing with
he
him.
He absolutely
he's
is.
Like, he
got, he's
like,
he was being cocky.
Yeah, what a dick. So he's like, those tickle, tickle
clear,
the teeth.
Clear signs of aggression.
There he goes. Fuck. Look, they're videoing these bitches. They don't even help him. Nobody's helping him. Hilarious.
That is... I think that finger is... I think it's gone.
That lion got a snack.
Yeah, I think that finger is gone.
Gone, daddy, gone.
If it's not gone, it ain't gonna work the same.
That was terrible.
There's no more.
I know.
Pointing.
I know. Can you believe that he taunted it?
Yeah.
And that thing was like,
I mean, it's the kind of thing where I think most of the world would be like, nope, I don't want any piece of this.
Nope. Yeah.
Anyway, verified, hilarious.
I do like this new lane of us, like finding people getting attacked by lions and tigers. Yeah. This is so cool.
It's fun.
Send in your lion and tiger attack videos. Yeah. They do make me laugh. Like, you're so fucking dumb if you're messing with a lion.
Yourmomspodcast@gmail.com for lion vids. A reminder, there's no house in the email. It's just yourmomspodcast@gmail.com.
That's because when I registered that email, like a million years ago, it was already taken. Your mom's house.
Yeah. All right. Number two.
Fuck. Fuck.
Oh my God.
Fuck.
Oh.
Fuck.
Oh, fuck, bro. That's a good one.
Yeah. You usually don't like leg stuff.
It's very true. I don't. But here's what's different about this one is that you don't actually see it snap, but he does have a fun yell.
He does it
like,
fun.
Oh,
yell.
Alexa. How
did it break? I was trying to figure it out here. Oh, I see it. You see it. You see if it slowed it down. You definitely see it.
Oh my God. I'm going to look away.
You can see it's broken right there. The left one?
Yeah, because it hits the pavement.
Yeah.
Like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bro, ham.
See?
Bro.
Still has his leg.
Snapped that shit in half, homie. Fuck. Oh,
it's
fuck.
Right
yeah,
because
he lands
this
on it straight.
Impact.
Look, his leg is locked.
Yep. And then.
Ba-bow. Ba-bow.
Right there. Right there.
I don't like this one anymore.
Yeah.
Bam.
Right there. His foot is completely on another level right there, huh?
Hey, shout out. Shout out to, this is a year ago I had my injury.
It was a year ago that you were injured.
Yep. Yeah. But I didn't know I had snapped it.
Took you by your shirt and I... And you fell on your own.
But he knew that his neck leg snapped. I didn't even know mine.
Oh yeah, he really knew. Yeah, he knew. Yeah.
I didn't know. I thought I just twisted my ankle.
No,
good call. Thank you, Nadav.
Oh, my leg snapped in half.
Great, come see me do stand up comedy live.
Oh,
fuck, bro.
July 15th and 16th, Washington, D.C. at the D.C. Improv. July 29th and 30th, Manfredisco at Cobb's Comedy Club. One night only, July 31st in Meat Rattle, Washington at the Neptune Theater. Cleveland, August 12th and 13th. Mini Apple Tits, August 26th and 27th. I'm doing one night in Brooklyn at the Bell House, September 7th, the night before Bauhaus, obviously, September 8th. Nashville, October 8th. And and then Jew Dork Titties at Caroline's November 4th and 5th. Tickets at ChristinaPOnline.com.
Rad.
Check out my new special, Mom Jeans, if you haven't seen it yet.
Yes.
And buy my merch. I got some dope ass Mom Jeans merch. This shit's fucking off the chain, yo.
Yeah, it is. Thanks to everybody that has purchased in any form, hardcover, ebook, or audiobook. I'd Like to Play Alone, Please. My book. I appreciate all the messages and I am very, very thrilled that so many people have gotten it. I appreciate it. Please, if you haven't yet purchased it, please consider doing so. Recommend it to a friend. I really appreciate it.
Such a good book, Gene. I'm really proud of you.
Thanks.
Your writing is impeccable. It's so funny.
It's very nice of you.
I laughed. I cried.
Yeah.
I threw up. I ate it. What?
Wow. Super gross.
I know.
Let's laugh. Ooh.
You ain't shit to me.
Ooh.
Nigga.
Ooh.
You must stop falling back when you need
it. That's
yeah. That move getting old, man.
You can't do it. Or you can't do this on concrete.
I don't even know what I fucking saw, honestly.
I think I put it together. So they were having a dance battle in a mall.
In the mall.
Yeah. And the one guy was doing like the... Well, he was doing... Well, there's only one guy who was... his turn it was. And it was pretty aggressive robot stuff. But it was kind of dated. You know, they were like dated moves. And still impressive. and then the other dude... said something to the effect of like, you're gonna have to come up with some new shit. We're getting tired of this old shit. And that guy who knew his shit was old.
Yeah.
Was like, well, fuck you. You can't do it anyway. You can't do these. And he was double birding them, giving them the double bird.
The double bird.
And then he was like, and check this shit out. Mm. And he tried to do something a little more advanced. And I think he landed on his head and possibly knocked himself out. At which point a onlooker just ran away. I think I described it correctly. Am I wrong?
Yeah, you nailed that.
Yeah. Yeah, that part was pretty amazing. Like, this dude's like, man, you need some new shit.
That's
yeah.
That move getting old.
There you go.
You can't do it. Or you can't do this on concrete.
Instead of forward, he ran. Yeah. He ran. He's like, uh-oh.
He was just like, you know what? Paralyzed. Authorities are coming. I'm out of here.
Yep. Yeah. Dude, he did a front flip and then just landed flat on his back.
He did. He's fucking, he knocked himself out. Yeah.
Why did he think he could do that? That's a silly thing.
Ego.
Yeah.
That's why. Right then he was like, fuck you. I'm going to do some wild shit right
now.
He
did.
Yeah.
Now he's paralyzed.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if he's fucking paralyzed.
Oh, sorry. We don't know.
Yeah. All right. And finally, the final horrible or hilarious of today, because so far we have three hilarious ones.
That one's hilarious.
Yep. Here we go. What did you think?
I'm not LOLing.
What did you see?
It's a guy on a horse, and the horse is bucking.
Yeah?
He's trying to ride that Bronco, and then he gets slammed into the side wall and probably knocked unconscious.
Probably more than that, but yeah.
I mean, look, I think riding horses is crazy to begin with.
I know.
It's just not for me.
They're beasts. They're fucking insane.
And they're always like, you got to tame that thing. Like, no, I don't. It doesn't want me on its back. There's a reason it's telling me not to do that. I don't need to do that. Yeah. And this guy got fucked up by a horse because that's what they fucking do. I fucking hate horses. Do you still hate horses like I hate horses?
Yeah. But these might be life-altering injuries.
I hate horses. Shit, dude. Because he's strapped in. So what happened was he slid off the horse, but then it looked like his leg was still stuck in the
he
stirrup.
He slid off the right side, but his left or his right leg foot was probably still in, so he's dangling. And the horse ran alongside a wall and just slammed him full horsepower into it. You know? Yeah.
These horses don't give a shit about you.
No.
You love them and they don't care. They will fucking kill you.
No animals will. Remember we watched that lion drag the old sweet grandpa by his neck? He raised that lion because it was a cub. The lion grabbed him by his fucking throat and was like, yeah.
Yeah, guess what?
Yeah.
Animals aren't people.
They're not people. No.
They don't have compassion, memory the way we do.
No.
They don't think about us the way we think about them.
Definitely not. You know why?
This is insane.
Fucking animals.
Yeah, they're animals,
yeah.
Bro.
Yeah.
Stop giving them human traits. They don't give a fuck about you, bro. Mm-mm. This horse does not give a fuck about him.
Not at all. He's not like, hey, is he all right?
Doesn't care. No, look at him. He's like, la, 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 la. He's not like,
he good? You want to get on again? You want to try again?
Yeah, and these dummies do.
No.
Can you imagine doing that rodeo stuff?
I know. And the fucking lion guy, the saddest part of his injury is that they had to put down that lion.
I know. I think so too.
Yeah. That's what he said. That was the saddest part, that they had to put down that lion that I loved. And I'm back at it. I'm back at my cat park, petting cheetahs and jags and spotted leopards.
You know, I think there's an argument to be made about learning from your mistakes. Like, for instance, that movie Soul Surfer, where she's like, oh, the shark bit my arm off, but I'm back in the ocean. Like, maybe you shouldn't go back. How about you learn from your misfortune and just don't do it again?
Bethany
How about you
Hamilton.
Save your other arm?
Yeah. She's an impressive girl.
I know that. But, like, listen, if I got chomped by a lion or a shark, my days of swimming in the ocean are over. My days of petting lions are done. I'd change my life.
Yeah.
Completely. Completely.
Well, yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be swimming again.
No, you're done.
Yeah.
Why are you going back? And it's like this noble thing. Like, well, she gets back on the thing. Like, you don't have to do
like,
that, sweetie.
I'll still shoot hoops, but I ain't jumping.
You know what I mean? That's right. Right. And I'll never run down the stairs again in the dark.
Yeah.
I learned that lesson the hard way.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, what are you guys doing?
Stoops.
It's okay. It's okay to give up the thing that mauled you, you know?
Of course. I think they think they're doing something like that deserves applause by doing that, you know?
And I'm all about resilience and fighting through stuff, but sometimes you just go like, I'm not going to go back to that hobby.
Yeah.
I'm done. I'm done riding horses. Fuck horses.
Done.
Done.
I'm going to pee real quick. Took a little breather.
Yeah.
Took my dong and went... like that.
You squeeze it out on the toilet.
Get that last drop. Yeah.
You know what's weird is that we don't all share one toilet anymore. And I do feel less connected to all of you. We all used to pee and shit in one toilet at the old office.
There's a lot of piss and shit in there.
It was pretty cool, I think.
And we had those cool neighbors.
Oh, yeah.
Well, what are they doing?
It was funny because one time the toilet got clogged. And so the building maintenance sent out, like said, you know, called the plumber. They came out and they're like, oh, this pipeline is like stuffed with whatever paper or wipes or something. And then the neighbor was like, well, it could have been you guys. And the plumber was like, no, no, it's on your side.
Mm.
It's from you guys. And we were like,
yeah, you fucks.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and
you fucks.
Let's be clear. They weren't Americans. Okay.
Oh.
So.
Do you think because they're foreigners that they shoved everything down those pipes?
Which is strange for them. A lot of the foreigners throw it in the trash cans.
I know.
Trash can full of shit. But
I know. I remember one time we went to Tulum, Mexico, and you got sick. You had a cold.
So sick.
And then
I got stomach.
Oh.
I didn't get a cold. I had like wild, wild diarrhea. Stomach shit. Fucking terrible.
Did you?
I got what you get when you go to Mexico.
I know, and we stayed at a nice place.
It was nothing to do with that. Yeah,
I know.
And
like it's so we trusted these fools that were like, go out and eat in this restaurant in Tulum, and like, dude, I remember I was just like a mole. I got mole. It was so good, and then I was like, oh, dude, that mole is coming out now, and like. You know how nasty it is when you have diarrhea in Mexico and then you have to wipe and then put that shitty napkin next to you? It's the worst. It's the worst.
It's terrible. Yeah.
It is. Mexican diarrhea. There's nothing like it.
It's very unique.
It is. One time in Veracruz, back in 1998, I drank a marg with ice in it, not even thinking, like a fucking idiot. And I came home. I had diarrhea for two months, and I lost a lot of weight. I look great.
Yeah.
But I was poor. I was a college kid. It was like, we did it for like road rules or whatever. We went to Veracruz to challenge some other cast.
Oof.
And I was like, dude, something's up. And then by the time I got like Cipro, it just went away.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure I had like some kind of tapeworm or.
Yeah.
Mexican diarrhea, and it smells different. It's like it's got its own jam.
When I would go to Peru a lot as a kid, man, first thing, like every, like, you know, they would always take care of the gringos. They're, you know, it's like family. They're like, do not drink. Do not touch the water. Don't touch the ice. And then, you know, if they were cooking something that was prepared with, like, they're like, that fish, you can't eat the fish. The fish was from the water. You'll die. Because like, we had like such sensitive systems.
Yeah.
You know, and then down there, it's just fucking like they eat rocks or something. We're just like, it's fine. But yeah, inevitably, at some point in your trip, you'd eat something. You were like, uh-oh. And it would just take you down for a couple days. Yeah,
same in Hungary. Every time I go back to Budapest, I like to eat the same few dishes, but by day four,
yeah,
fuck, dude,
you know that I went to Budapest on my last tour.
Yeah,
I escaped the house. Everyone had a stomach virus.
I know.
And I board the plane and I'm like, I'm fine, this is crazy.
Good, yeah.
And I land, I go out to dinner, I have chicken paprikash, and the next morning I'm like, ugh. And it wasn't the paprikash, it was I caught that bug, but it didn't hit until I got there. Fucked me up. It's the only time I've done stand-up where I was throwing up during the day, I got to the venue and I threw up at the venue, and I was like, I think I might throw up on stage.
Oh my God.
Like, I don't know if I should do this show. And it was just like, and they were like, do you want to cancel? I mean, I was sweating. I was a wreck.
Terrible.
And I was like, no, let's do it, you know. And it was because I was sick that I didn't check my messages and didn't get to meet Rocco. He was going to come to the show.
And that's the biggest tragedy.
Greatest tragedy of all time.
Rocco, you could have met Rocco Siffredi.
Yeah,
then.
And he was going to be like.
Oh, we met him in L.A. one time.
Yeah, but this would have been different, though. He was going to be like hanging out there and be let's go fuck some girls or something.
I know.
I want to watch you work. Let me see what you do. He's like, Mecca. My pleasure.
You know what?
You could have your hair like this. Yeah.
By the Danube.
And my favorite story that I saw him tell, because he's known for his aggression, you know, like his. He's like, but there is a affection and there is, I care about them, you know?
Yeah.
He's like, I'm shooting this movie with a Russian actor. And the first thing he does, he takes the girl and he punches her in the stomach. Dang. And I go, what are you doing? And he goes, I watch you. I'm doing what you do. And he's like, not like that. And I had to talk to him about that. This guy was like, who, fuck her? Okay, hold on.
Jesus.
Like, I just watched your movies. And he's like, no. I love them. Yeah, I really wish.
Did I talk about this? Forgive me if I've mentioned this.
Yeah.
But it just occurred to me recently how wild it was that my parents sent Shauna, my best friend Shauna and I, to Hungary in the summer of 1993.
Uh-huh.
Did I talk about this on the show?
I mean, you've probably mentioned this before, but not recently.
But you know what? Like, but now looking back, contextually, how fucking insane that was. Like, my dad, our parents were all like, go to Eastern Europe, spend a month there, whatever. We were like 17, just turned 18. Communism had just fallen, which means like the economy is unstable, the government is unstable. The Russian mafia had just come into Budapest.
Yeah.
And literally, we were 17, 18-year-old girls, running the streets of Hungary. And there's no telephone in the apartment that we were staying at. Do you realize that? Like, if I wanted to call home, Sean and I had to walk out of the building, down the street to a phone booth and be like, hey, Dad, I'm still alive. Meanwhile, the Russian mafia, literally, they ran a strip club just down the street from where our apartment was. Like, there was crazy shit. We could have been snatched up like that, dude.
I could have gone worse. Could have been.
It was crazy.
I thought it was
back.
Crazier.
The government had just fallen.
I think it's crazier that when I was 14. First of all, my parents sent me to Peru unaccompanied at 11. Okay.
Just get on that
plane.
They're like,
he's a savvy kid. He's, you know. Like, he's adult-like, and I was just at Miami International Airport. The fucking Miami, by the way, might as well be goddamn Baghdad. I don't know what the fuck is going on or has been going on in Miami, but they just put me on a plane. Like, I'm at the airport, flying, just like, I hope my uncle's here when I get to Lima.
No cell phones, no pagers in another country.
Crazy. And then at 14, when I'm there, 13 turning 14, there's a big summer of The Shining Path blowing shit up in Lima. And one night, they packed 2,000 pounds into a taxi of dynamite and drove it into a building. And that fucking shock wave was so immense that, like, we felt it in the house that I was in. A window crashed open.
Oh, my God.
I called my parents that next day, and I was like, yo, there was a crazy terrorist attack here last night. And they were like, yeah, so you having a good time, buddy? And I'm like, what? I was like, do I need to come home? They're like, nah, you're fine. I'm like, why aren't you worried? They weren't worried at all.
I know.
And then I went with my uncle to, there's a city called Ayacucho in Peru, which is like a more rural, indigenous, and it was the headquarters where the Shining Path would congregate. He brought me there, and we had armed escorts. But I don't mean like a bodyguard. I mean a vehicle with soldiers with guns in the front, a vehicle with soldiers gun in the back, multiple police in front and back. And I'm like, this feels real crazy. And they're like, yeah, your uncle's a target. And I'm like, why am I here with him? Like, they're like, well, you know, I want you to see what's going on. I'm like,
yeah.
Yeah.
But that's how they used to do it. They just send you to the old country, put you on a plane at 13 or 14. Don't worry about that. Andika's going to pick you up. And you're like, I don't know where I am. I don't know what to do. And you have fucking foreign aunts and uncles feeding you crazy shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. They just threw you out there in the
pretty
world.
Pretty crazy. That is crazy. Yeah.
I mean, it's wild to think of it.
And then what happens is then, like 30 years later, you know, bring that up to my parents and they're like, yeah, yeah, probably could have done that better. Fuck are you talking about, man?
Yeah, we couldn't even call home. I used to have to go and think about that. It was a payphone, and I had to go down to the Kish ABC is the name of the supermarket and get like a calling card, international calling card, figure out the fucking country code. And you know how you figure out the number? Yeah. You're like, I don't even know how to call. Yeah. I would call my dad like once every
week. You guys were probably,
once a week.
You probably having the time of your life there, weren't
you? We were nocturnal. It was amazing. We would, here's what we did at 17. So we had this dope ass apartment in Gellerteg. This is a Gellert.
How'd you have the apartment?
So my stepmother and my father decided to buy an apartment there in Hungary because my stepmother was from there and she liked going back frequently. So they're like, let's just get a property there. So we had a place.
She was hot, by the way.
She was very pretty. Yeah. Very mean, cold hearted. Yeah.
She
looked like dead inside.
She looked like Rocco would have
probably
taken to her.
But she's very pretty.
Yeah.
So we go there. So here's our routine. We would go out all night, partying, drinking, getting ripped, come home on the Villamos, like the public transportation, when the sun was coming up, go to sleep, wake up, go eat at, not Shakey's Pizza. There's one in the Vatsiutsa. Mm-hmm. Round Table Pizza.
Okay.
Eat a pizza, a deep dish.
At what time?
One apiece. We wake up around 3:34.
In the afternoon?
In the afternoon. Go to fucking Shakey's. I'm sorry, it's Pizza Hut. It's Pizza Hut on the Vatsiutsa. Shout out to the Vatsiutsa Pizza Hut. And this is like when communism just fell. So they did not even have tomato sauce on the pizza. It was ketchup on the pizza. That's how like horrible Hungary still was. It was still Russian communist. It was not cool. And then go and party. And it was a dangerous time. This is not like, this is an unstable country.
Yeah, but you're having the time of your life.
Having the time of our lives, homie. Like mafia,
so
Russian
mafia
everywhere.
What's the problem? Why are you
everywhere.
Complaining about it?
I was so scary looking back. You're like,
you're fine.
So dangerous.
You're fine.
So dangerous for two little American girls bouncing around Eastern Europe.
I mean,
Europe.
You could have been cut up and thrown in a trash can somewhere, but you weren't.
Shauna one time swam in the Danube. You're not supposed to do that.
No?
No, you can't just swim in the Duna.
Well, all this is bringing me to this point. It's finally, we have an update.
Yeah. Oh, God.
One more day till the magic happens. One more day till Friday. We all know what happens on Friday.
TikToks go off. Yeah. That's when TikTok gets heated up.
I wonder what the master manipulator girl would say about him, you know?
He ain't got nothing to take.
Peanut butter?
Just that peanut butter jar. How would she get that?
I don't think he's giving it up. Even for all the pussy in the world, I think he's like, nah, not my peanut butter.
I get it. There's days like that.
Yeah, there are days like that.
Like, yeah. Don't you take that jar.
Yeah.
That's all I have.
Bagels for breakfast this morning. But you know what else I do? I put cucumbers on top of my bagel. So I'll put this jalapeno cream cheese on. Sorry. And then jalapeno cream cheese on cucumbers. Mmm. I'm telling you, it's a great topping. It's crunchy, it's spicy, and it's just yummy.
She's out of her fucking mind.
No, isn't that great? So amazing. There's so much going on.
Well, I mean, first of all, you just, this is a real misdirect, you know, real curveball, because you don't think that she is the type to do this. You know what I mean? Like, she just looks like it's going to be, it looks like it's like some like nice kid's mom who's like, I like to make this crazy sandwich and like thinks that that's content.
Yeah.
You know, I like to put cream cheese on my, you know, yeah, a lot of people do. And like, and then she's like, oh, I got a crazy fart right here. And then goes right back into her fucking video.
Yeah. That's why it's so good. And then she goes, can I tell you something?
She's insane.
Interesting.
This woman is insane.
Sorry. And then jalapeno cream cheese on cucumbers.
Yeah. Is that really good?
Mm.
So good.
I'm telling you, it's a great topping. It's crunchy. It's spicy. And it's just yummy.
She's so crazy.
She's real crazy.
And may I point out?
Yeah.
None of that looks appetizing.
Like, I mean, to you.
Like, her bagel looks all nasty and like picked out, and it doesn't look appetizing. And then her cream cheese looks nasty. Like, everything looks nasty. It's not a fucking bag.
I can tell you right
like
now
it.
That dating this woman is a fucking nightmare.
What? You
yes.
don't think she'd be fun?
No. Because you know what it is? She is a real rules. Like, she doesn't let you live and do what you do.
Oh, that is annoying.
She's like, oh no, you gotta do it like this. Oh, you should eat your, you should have cucumbers and spicy cream cheese on your bagel, and you should do, and I bet it's just like, you know what I mean, like where it's just like rule after rule after
rules,
rule
rules.
Yeah, yeah. And this, like, you know, oh, you know, when you do that, you gotta put that in the sink, make sure you put it over here, you dry it with this towel, you don't want to dry it with that towel, you put it, like, that's how. So you just be like, I gotta fucking go. Like,
I know
there's chicks, I think it's a real chicks thing where you're like, man, you go on one date and you're like, holy fuck. Because they like tell you, it's like the equivalent of when you're in Europe and you have an American go, you know, in America, what we like to do. And you're like, stop saying that. I don't care what you like to do. Like, they just tell you how they do. Like, this one would just tell you how you should do things over and over and over.
That's so true. That is such a girl type who is very clean. And everything has to be folded, like the napkin has to be.
You should fold it like this. You should fold your shirts like, I don't want to fold my shirts
like
that.
Why didn't you wipe the sink after you brushed your teeth? There's water everywhere. Like that.
It's a sink. That's where water goes. Yeah.
I have to say, as a wife, you scored in that I'm a pig too, and that I literally do not see water on the sink, or like, the dish towel's not folded, babe. Like, I don't see underwear on the floor. I don't see any of that stuff.
You're definitely not hard to be around in that regard.
Thank you. Yeah. I mean, you will trim your beard in my sink and leave it looking like a bunch of pubes. And I'll take a picture and laugh.
Yeah.
And put it on Instagram. But I don't get mad at you.
Yeah. Well, there's no way I would live with someone who you would give me a speech about how I do things.
Oh, you know what I mean? Wouldn't either.
Yeah,
I can't.
Get the fuck out of here.
I'm a pig. Yeah. That's just who I am.
No, you are. You are.
I don't see stuff. I don't care.
Honestly.
I don't care.
The men I've lived with are cleaner than you.
Thank you.
It's not close.
What's the grossest thing I do?
Probably the flossing on the ground.
Yeah.
So, because like, even before it, like the show picked up on that, it was like a thing. You know, I used to be like, oh, there's There's actual floss, like dental floss. I'd see like dental floss. And be like, why is that always on the ground?
Yeah.
And then it took me a while to put together that you were just like flossing, just being like, that's fucking insane, you know? But the flip side is I also am not somebody, I don't lecture.
No.
You know, I don't like lecturing people. Like when you visit someone, even if you're like guest at someone's house and they're like, start telling you how they do things, I'm like, I gotta get the fuck out of here. Like, I just let people do what they do. Like,
yeah.
You know, there's basics, obviously. Like, don't fucking put your feet on the table, shit like that. But like, you know, other than that, like, I don't really care.
I don't really care either.
Yeah.
I think it's because I was raised in part by a single dad. You know, like I spend so much time with my dad's house, and like,
does he have a lot of rules?
Nah.
Yeah.
No, I was like Pippi Longstocking there. Yeah. I mean, I can do what the fuck I want. I was a feral dog. But he's not very, you know, well, you have to fold the thing. Like, we ate off paper plates, paper towels. I don't think I used a napkin in his house my whole life.
Really?
He's a bachelor. So I was very aware of what bachelor life was like. It wasn't a shock to me when I met you and I was like, oh, yeah, this guy's a fucking animal. Like, there's no soap in your shower. You sleep on a mattress on the floor. Well, all that stuff's normal to me.
Yeah.
I'd seen it with my dad, you know.
Oh, hi, everyone. Happy Sunday.
Oh, God.
This is my new favorite shirt, Oasis. Came in the mail 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
I want to see Liam and Noel bear the hatchet and reunite the band. Have a good day and a great week, everyone. Bye for now.
Like, the audacity, first of all, like, this is the guy that put out that he was at the S&M conference.
He got the award for, like, best slave pig or whatever. Yeah.
And now he's riding that cloud. Like, he's riding that high of, like, oh, I'm S&M champion 2022. And now he's, like, making demands on Oasis to get back together again. Like,
I like this shirt. It came in the mail 2 weeks. Like, when people give you those details. Yeah. I bought this at a mall in the Valley. It was about 17 days ago.
I know.
And I like it. And then you're like, fuck. Yeah. There's a dating show you should be on. Jesus Christ. Weirdo.
To make demands on the Gallagher brothers, like, who the fuck are you? And are they watching your TikTok and the Noel and Liam?
I'd like to see them bury the hatchet. Yeah. Okay,
well, okay, shithead. We all do. Yeah. We all loved Oasis.
Yeah.
You don't think everybody wants that?
Yeah.
You think you're fucking special because you have the shirt on right now on TikTok? Yeah. It's an absurd. The narcissism is just absurd to me.
And also,
I want to see them bury the hatchet.
What the fuck are you doing wearing a shirt and no collar? Where's your dog collar?
No, you're the champ.
Yeah.
Where's
your
collar?
No one even knows what you are when you don't wear that collar.
Yeah. Where are you staying this weekend?
I read poetry and sonnets, and he plays the upright bass. Yamakipiebo, sedere facebo, in dog Latin, he quoth, uje, sabre. Well, he bit all the he-dogs and winked at all the she-dogs. The town never knew such a hullabaloo as that little dog raised till the end of that day. We just have a good rhythm together, you know? He sort of feels me out, I feel him out, and we go for it.
What if? What? Hold on. Just hear me out. We've been together for 17 years.
Yeah.
What if I'm like, you know what? I saw this Kim Cattrall thing. He plays the bass. She scats. I really want to do this with you. Please, just play the upright bass and let me scat and read poetry over your bass.
You already know how it would go.
Well, you wouldn't do it just once for me?
No. I'll tell you to go find someone else.
That was so embarrassing.
This is real?
Uh-huh.
Is this current or old?
No, it's old, the oldest shit because she's younger here.
Yeah.
But she's like, we just have a rhythm.
Ugh.
It was very sincere. I think when people are very earnest like that, it's it's very Canadian. She's Canadian.
She is?
Mm-hmm. It's very Canadian to me, that earnestness, like that lack of self-awareness that like, this is not cool. Like, Canadians just don't know how to be cool. Like, Americans are cool. No, I'm telling you, I've picked this up.
You're Canadian, by the way.
I am. I can say this. Hello, Proud Windsor native. We're just a little dorkier, okay?
Yeah.
I agree. I'm not cool either.
Our pussies itch.
Right. And our pussies itch.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I forgot even what I was going to say.
You were just saying that she's so sincere. Like when
it's
someone's
so embarrassing when someone's that earnest.
You know what
and
this
sincere?
Muscle might be? This might be like some real NRE. Like maybe it's, you know, they're a year in. They're just like,
NRE.
Yeah, they're feeling it, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, they just,
NRE.
Just like, play the bass and I'll scat. And the real thing, here's the thing. It's not that crazy. Hear me out. To do really anything with another person that you enjoy, it's crazy to let it get filmed.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's true. Oh
like, you
want to
do that in
you
your fucking house with your significant other and you guys love it? Who cares?
You nailed it.
To broadcast
oh,
it?
Oh, God. Like, that's the thing is that she doesn't know how uncool it is to broadcast.
I think she thinks it's cool to be like, this is who I am. I think it's actually.
Oh, man.
I think it's not even what you're saying. I don't think it's that she doesn't know what cool is. I think it's when you drink too much of like your Kool-Aid of like, oh, I'm a fucking, you know, sexy actress.
Yeah.
And things like this is cool. She's probably realizing that it's not cool as she's doing the interview. She's like, fuck, should I have let them shoot that? Like, you know what I mean? That's when she's putting
she's
it together.
Like, this is going to be embarrassing.
It's coming to bit off the dog's head, and the little dog goes. And you're like,
you know how I feel about scat. You know how I feel about scat.
You actually were you with Shauna when someone was like, "Do you guys know about scat?"
Yeah, that no, it was
it that trip.
No, it was a cruise. Okay, it was my stepsister Cindy and I. We were goth, and so we were 15 years old on a Carnival cruise, and we did the entire cruise nocturnally, which meant that we slept during the day because we thought we were vampires, and then at night we'd go out onto the ship.
Yeah,
and we met a crew member who would give us marijuana. And he goes, you guys like scat? And Cindy and I were like, what, bro? Like, we're from LA. And he's like, you know, scat. Ski-ba-doo-ba-dee-ba-dee-ba-boop-ba. And we were like, like, I was 15 years old and I still think about it. Like, I still
How
think
old
about
was
he? It. Dude, he was like 22 or 23 and he fully scatted for us. I'll never forget. We were all getting high and we were out on the deck and it was like 2 a.m. And he was scatting for us. And Cindy and I had to do everything in our power to hold it together.
Oh, yeah. I know what I would have done, too.
What?
I would have just been like, can you do that again?
Every night for the rest
I'm
of the
such
crew.
An asshole. I'd be like, I got to bring someone else. I'd find someone. I'm like, you got to see this. And I'd be like, don't fucking fuck it up, okay? Hey, man. I was telling everybody about that cool thing you showed me yesterday. Could you do that again?
And then you have a nickname for him, like, hey, Scatman.
Yeah.
Like, that's his call sign.
He's like,
hey, Scatman.
What's up there?
Yeah.
Hard K. And he would just know. And I'd be like, good to see you.
Ski-ba-dee-ba-dee-ba-boop-ba-bee-ba-da-ba-doo-ba-ba-ba-ba. Oh, my Christ. Like, what's more embarrassing in that scenario? The fact that I was goth and I wouldn't go out in the sunshine. I only go out at night. Or the fact that this guy was into scat. And
definitely
scat.
The scat. Definitely.
You think scatting is worse than being goth?
Yeah.
I was a teenager. I was 15.
Yeah, of course. Excusable. Completely. Having, I didn't like taking on any persona in those teen years is completely forgivable. Yeah.
But the scat persona.
That one's fucking rough.
Ski-ba-dee-ba-dee-boop-bop. Do you have moments like that where you just like ruminate? Like I.
About cringe stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Like he just goes over and over in your head for like a million years.
You think
years.
About things you said or did or wore or, you know, like.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, my God. Yeah. You're just like, he's like overcome. Like you feel blood rushing. Start to sweat. You're like, oh my God.
I was in
sixth. And the main thing you go is like, thank God that wasn't broadcast.
Oh, my God. You know? Thank God there's no social media. Yeah. I was in drill team in sixth grade and like looking back on drill team, like just embarrassing. I was such a dork and everything. I had so many moments.
Yeah.
One time my stepdad and I went to kiss. Like I went to go kiss his cheek.
Oh.
And then he turned his head and I kissed his lips. Like I think about that. That was 1996.
Did you see that thing that was like trending about Gary Vee kissing his dad?
No, but I know that he and his dad are very close, Sasha.
Yeah, but they had like a very, it was like talked about. It was like people were really talking about this because it's like a real.
Yeah.
But like he grabbed him by the head and like they, it's like a real. Is that video there? Like, Well, it looks like it's Ethan's thing.
Yeah, Ethan's fucking with him.
Okay. Hold on. You can leave it. Leave the volume down. Oh, yeah. And then.
This is like a half hour thing to scroll.
Oh, it is?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I bet you it's going to be at the end.
There he is. He's with his dad right now. They're chatting. He probably kisses him at the end.
Yeah, it's probably going to be like, thanks for doing this or whatever. You're the best.
Dude, I never mouth kiss my parents. Did you ever mouth kiss your mom?
No, it's not there. All right.
Hard to find the exact moment.
You'd think it's a goodbye, but.
You could probably just Google the moment, too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Instead of the whole interview.
So they are. Yeah. Oh, how about the one below there? Yeah, the profile.
There you
is
go.
That it?
Wow. Yeah. That looks like it could have been accidental.
No, it doesn't.
Like the moment that my stepdad accidentally overcorrected. Yeah.
No, that's deliberate. It's quick. It is a thing amongst, like, yeah.
They're Russians. Russians don't do that.
No?
I know Hungarians do cheek.
It's funny because there's a dude commenting on it, and I feel like I don't have to even hear him to know what he's saying.
Yeah. I know, I got
this black
it.
Guy. Yeah, I know. He's like, nah. The fuck is he doing, man?
Why he did like, say that. Oh my God, you matched it perfectly. You just matched it perfectly.
Why you
going to
kiss your dad like that, son?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's really into his dad, Gary Vee.
I think that's great.
Do you ever?
Tom Brady is another one.
Yeah, I remember that.
And they fucking lit him up. And he also does it with his son. So it's definitely, it's a family. Like, you either in a family like that or you're not.
There's I have a joke about that in my new special. But oy vey.
See, there's the son, and then there's the father underneath it, right? Oh yeah, right next to it. They kiss on the mouth. Yeah. Yeah.
I grew up with a boy, a boy who they mouth kissed. The whole family mouth kissed each other goodnight. The boy would mouth kiss his sister goodnight.
Yeah.
Mouth kiss his dad goodnight. Mouth
Personally,
kiss mom.
Personally, I would rather die.
Sames.
Yeah.
Sames. Yeah. It's not for me.
It's just not for me.
It's not for me.
But like, I also grew up in a house where there's just like an emphasis on cheek kissing. Like I feel, you know what I mean? Like half my family is Peruvian and it's all like, it's how you greet. It's how you say goodbye. Like you just always do. Cheek to cheek, and like my dad's side, which is American, they were big like cheek kissers. So
well, hold on, maybe I'm incorrect. Could you Google like Russian kissing when you Russian greets? Like, because Hungarians they do cheek, cheek, cheek.
Yeah.
Like, do they kiss? I don't think they kiss on the mouth. That's they're very macho.
The Swiss,
that culture.
The Swiss go three, I think. One, two, three.
Like, do they kiss greetings, kisses, maybe? Russian greeting kiss. Mm. Yo.
Russian greeting kiss on lips.
So maybe it is a risky thing.
It's left for man to grab your hand and kiss him
three times
on the
cheek.
Oh, some Russian men even on the lips.
So it could be.
So that could very well be cultural there.
Not in Hungary. That shit is
gay as fuck.
That shit's against the law.
Many Anglicans believe that kissing is unique to France. The practice is common in a wide range of European and Latin countries, as well as Russian, certain Arabic, sub-Saharan nations. It is unknown. Its origin is unknown, though there are many theories. Okay, but you know where they where men kiss on the cheeks? On like the only time it ever happened to me, and I was like, the fuck, was Argentina.
Oh,
yeah, I was in Argentina, and like. My cousin introduced me to someone. I was like, oh, what's up, man? He grabbed me. He was like, I was like, what is happening? He didn't prep me at all for it. I mean, I was like 21, so I just was like.
Yeah.
And they're like, this is custom.
How you roll.
Yeah.
You know, when I was in Greece, the men held hands.
Yeah.
In the streets.
That's common in the Saudi.
In Arabic world, too. Yeah. Probably butt fucking, too, right?
Maybe. I don't know. Do Israelis?
No way.
Do any like kiss greetings or no?
Like cheek kisses.
They do that.
Yeah, there's no like mouth kisses, but it's also like not like you also do handshakes and hugs. It's not too crazy. Like it's not customary where it's every time you kiss each other.
Yeah.
Black guys kiss.
Yeah. Yeah.
On the lips?
Yeah, I kiss all my niggas.
Stop.
For sure.
That's true.
Yeah. The harder you are, the deeper the kiss, you know? That's how you know. That's how you know it's real.
It makes a lot of sense. It makes a lot of sense. Yeah.
That does make sense.
It's why I always had such an affection for their culture, you know? Yeah.
Yeah.
I was always wanting those black lips.
Well, online. Africans are very open with homosexuality. They love it.
Yeah.
They love gay people in Africa.
Most of the...
You want to be gay? Go to Africa.
Go to Africa. Yeah. All right. We should wrap it up.
Okay. Let's wrap it up.
Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Please see us live. Thank you for getting the book. Thank you for supporting the merch. We appreciate you guys. We love you. We honor you. We hold you.
We cherish you and mouth kiss you.
We kiss you on the mouth. Kiss you on the mouth. We'll see you next week. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Thank you, Jeez. Every Friday night, you're always asking me the same dumb question about you now. Look in your jeans, and I always say, yeah, you look so cool. But you could look more amazed, really, if you just would. Keep those jeans high and tight. Keep those jeans high and tight. Keep those jeans high and tight. Keep those jeans high and so fucking tight. Christina thinks Tom's a psycho, but who really knows? Brad was for damn sure, he's the high train master. Keep those jeans high and tight. Keep those jeans high and tight. Keep those jeans high and tight. Keep those jeans high and so fucking tight. Keep those jeans high and so fucking tight.